Hello, hello everybody out there. Welcome to another installment of True North, your weekly one-hour look at the strange, weird, experimental Canadian rock and pop music scene. My name's Johnny, I'll be your host, and you might be listening to us live here on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, streaming at cfuv.uvic.ca, or maybe you are listening from across the country at one of our fantastic syndicate stations like CFMH in St. John, CHUO in Ottawa, CILU in Thunder Bay, or CJMP in Powell River, or The Scope at Ryerson, or The Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. Lots of good stuff today. Gonna start us off with something from Cross's new record, Low, which I cannot stop listening to. We're gonna hear the first track, Interlocutor. And as a special surprise, I guess it's not a surprise since I'm about to tell you about it, but as a special gift, gonna be rebroadcasting Hans Moll's live performance that she did here at CFUV this past week. So stay tuned for that coming up in the first half hour. Here's Crosses with Interlocutor. Keep it locked for lots more of the strange sounds of True North.
Yeah.
Victoria's Own Dark Glasses from their brand new self-titled release. Cassettes available on Gary Cassettes. The song Mistaken Attachment. Frontman of that band, Declan, also plays bass in Fountain and joined by some good pals from the Victoria scene in that group. Really digging that dark post-punk sound that they've got going. Pretty much perfecting that there. Before that, we heard a group from Vancouver called Softus. And that was a release from their Dark Power cassette. The song that we heard was Star Death Chart. I had to pick that track because of my latest obsession, which is science fiction. They recorded that back in February of 2015 and put the cassette out on Thankless Records. At the top of the set and the show was Crosses from their new record Low, out on Telephone Explosion Records, the song Interlocutor. And that's just an amazing album. Somehow very fresh while still maintaining a lot of the same sonic aesthetic as their previous album. But sounds like something new, even though it sounds the same. I don't know how to describe it besides that. But sometimes, you know, you've got a band that's got a pretty distinct sound the way that Crosses does. And you hear their second album or a subsequent album from the one that you fell in love with and you think it's just kind of more the same. In this case, it's true, but it's not a bad thing. As promised, up next, we're going to hear Hans Moll's live performance from the CFUV Archives. She performed here in studio on May 15th. And let's just let her take it away. Live at CFUV, recorded in the studio, this is Hans Moll.
Growing die like everything play a song called Cowichan, and I haven't played it in a while, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah, it's an oldie but a goodie. Talking on the radio is very weird.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, next two songs are the last two songs. They're kind of a pair, though. One goes into the other. They're New England and New England 2. New England was like one of the first ever good songs I wrote. I was like 18 years old. If you care. So there you go. Little tidbit from me to you.
Thank you.
That's it. Thanks.
That was Hansmole performing live here in the CFUV studios, a recording from May 15th, 2015. So not live at this precise moment, but a live set here at CFUV Radio. You can listen to that again, download it, share it, check it out, soundcloud.com/CFUV. She played 7 tunes for us. Those last two were called New England 2 and New England 1. If you want to know about the rest, check out the set online. Yeah, I'm always stunned by how many bands pop up in Victoria all the time, new stuff, and every time I discover something new, I get excited to share it on the radio with everybody. So that's what this next set is about. We've got two artists who I just learned about this weekend who are making noise here in Victoria. We're going to start with an artist by the name of El Yoshida, and after that, a group called Naked Chillin'. So stay tuned for more Victoria sounds on True North.
We all get her sometimes.
Everybody, that's gonna just about do it for this week's edition of True North. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back next week with another hour of strange and experimental Canadian rock and pop music for you. That last set had a bunch of songs. The last three were instrumental ones. Fascination with the untitled track from their self-titled tape was the one we just heard. Before that was Telescope from Soft Cyclone, a song called Tonic. And before that, Holy Hum from Vancouver, the B-side track to the Appendix A and B 7-inch. I played Appendix A last week, and this week we heard Appendix B. Really like the way that kind of builds and sounds a lot like what I would imagine would be in the soundtrack for a science fiction film. Before that, we were listening to a couple of new bands from Victoria that I just heard about. One called Naked Chillin' from their Man Dog Love release. We heard Late Night Menu, and at the top of the set, El Yoshida with the song If She Were from the single of the same name. The last thing we're going to hear today is from Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld from their Never Were the Way She Was collaboration. This one's called The Rest of Us. Thank you.